Hey, Andy. First of all, well handled this week so far. I've got a couple of questions that are kind of linked. I remember quite vividly a few years ago Heather Watson saying that she had a specific thought of, that's it, I'm never playing an ITF tournament again. I just wonder what your mentality was as you progressed up the levels. Did you ever think specifically like that? And was there ever a time when you thought you were done kind of playing tournaments of this status, I guess, ATP Challenger Tour?
Yeah, well, I guess like once you start to sort of break into the top 100, top 50, then, you know, your hope is that, you know, you're going to keep progressing and hopefully stay at that level. But, you know, with everything that happened with, you know, my surgeries and injuries and everything, like, I don't know exactly what my ranking dropped down to, but I don't know if it was like 500 or 400 or whatever. You know, I probably wish I'd dropped down and played more at this level sooner.
Okay.
You know, I think tennis is quite a difficult sport like that in comparison to, like, let's say football, for example. You know, if you get injured in football and you're out for 3 or 4 months, like, you know, you'll come back and you'll probably play a few games in the reserves behind closed doors, and then, you know, you'll be on the bench for the first team, and then you come on and you play 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you build up that way. Whereas with tennis, it's sort of like when you start competing again, you need to be ready to play 3 set matches like 4 or 5 times in a week. And it's hard. And yeah, maybe, you know, after such long periods out, you know, I did play a few challengers when I came back, but maybe should have stayed there a little bit longer to build up a bit of my physicality and everything, get used to playing like more matches in the weeks.
Yeah, it's definitely paying off at the moment. Just following on from that, you're in a good position to comment now because you've just played 2 full weeks of challengers. There's been a sense of the challenger guys really pushing through on tour level. If we look at Roland Garros, Medvedev and Sinner both lost to challenger regulars. Do you think the shift is more in the challenger level player or in the players that are at the top of the game at the moment?
I mean, it's probably a combination. I do think the depth of the game has improved. You know, I think also a lot of the challenger events now, when I first came on the tour, most of the challenger events were like $50,000, $75,000 challengers, whereas now, you know, there's more of the 125s, and there's been a few of the 175s this year, which, I mean, I'm going to say this because I've done well in them, but like the 175s, they didn't really feel like challenger events. There's quite a lot of like top players there. And yeah, because those challenger events have got bigger and, you know, there's more points and more prize money, you know, more players are willing to drop down and play at challengers a bit. I mean, Nuno's obviously, he's ranked 70 in the world or so, something along those lines. You know, Dan Evans was, you know, he played last week. You know, there's guys willing to do it for matches and for the points.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I was listening to a podcast that you did earlier this year, and you said that when you won Wimbledon 2013, which was 10 years ago, I don't know if you registered that, but you said there was more relief when you won as opposed to happiness or excitement or anything like that. Where are your feelings of happiness on the court now compared to then, if you can even remember to make the comparison?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously quite different, like, you know, like this week and last week, you know, there's a lot less stress, a lot less pressure. I'm sure when I show up at Wimbledon in a few weeks' time, I will still feel that. But yeah, competing for a Wimbledon title in 2013 was, I found it, yeah, it was tough, toughest match that I've played, certainly mentally. And yeah, I was absolutely exhausted afterwards. You know, I'm saying like usually after matches, it takes, like, there's obviously a lot of adrenaline and stuff, especially one like that. And, you know, I remember literally it was like 30 minutes after I got off the court, I just wanted to sleep. I was like, I feel so tired. I was completely wiped from that match. And yeah, I found that week or those 2 weeks like unbelievably stressful, specifically the, you know, last couple of matches. So yeah, like playing here is a piece of cake in comparison to that, and obviously easier to enjoy, you know, everything that's going on, easier to enjoy the wins and, you know, be around my team, and it's much, you know, calmer and more relaxed here, whereas around Wimbledon there's, you know, there's so much attention and you know, in that, well, Wimbledon bubble, and it's not easy.
Yeah, thanks Andy, appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.